to cry, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my car when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Yeah, I miss all the times we... Chapter 4. Dick shows up somewhere around the 28th round of Mario Kart to free Jason. Reed, pick Damien up and get him home by curfew. Dick unlocks Jason's cuffs. Damien insisted on redoing them after he finished the cupcakes, and presses a kiss to Damien's forehead. There, Dick says to Jason, you're free from their reign of terror. Damien, eyes glued to the screen, flushes a little at the pronoun. Jason makes a mental note to talk about Damien over comms in the third person, like, at least 70 times. Maybe more. Forever in your debt, Jason says, massaging circulation back into his half-numb fingers. The score is 27-1, Damien informs him. Good work, Dames. Dick ruffles the kid's hair. They lean into it with a pleased trill. They wouldn't take off the handcuffs, Jason complains. I had no chance.
I would never flout proper captive procedure, Damien informs him as they speed over the finish line. They're playing Tanuki Mario. Jason, as Bowser, is getting his ass soundly kicked by Mario in a fursuit. 28-1 now.
We gotta get home, bud, Dick says, gathering the scattered cupcake wrappers and soda cans into a plastic Walmart bag. Come on, hop to it. Grab your stuff.
Damien obediently turns off the switch and goes to the bedroom, presumably to gather their things. Jason hands Dick his switch controller obligingly.
Don't forget the swords you hid under the bed, Dick calls after them. I'm not going to have time to bring you back here until tomorrow afternoon if you do.
Damien makes an affirmative noise. Satisfied, Dick turns back to the couch and attempts to plaster himself to Jason's side like some sort of leech. Jason, half-heartedly, attempts to kick him in the balls. Dick dodges with ease.
Could have fucking warned me they were coming, Jason gripes. Almost shit my pants when I woke up.
Dick grins. That's revenge for eating all my orange chicken.
Okay, dickhead, how was I supposed to know it was yours?
Jason says, putting large air quotes around the last word.
You!
Dick says, reaching up to flick him on the forehead. Jason snaps at his fingers like a dog.
You broke into my apartment! They were the leftovers in my fridge!
Jason huffs. Your point?
Why were you even in Bloodhaven? That's what, a 2-hour drive?
I heard there might be orange chicken up for grabs, Jason says with a shit-eating grin. And then they lose several minutes as Dick attempts to detach Jason's shoulders from his body, and Jason attempts to stick his entire foot in Dick's mouth. It almost works, but he's not quite as flexible as he imagined. Finally, they end up back where they started, Jason sitting upright on one couch cushion and Dick sprawled across the other three, face smushed into Jason's ribs.
It's nice, Dick says, voice gone all warm and mushy.
Jason rolls his eyes. He has a reputation to uphold.
To see you with the kids. They really look up to you, you know? Even if they don't say it.
Jason snorts. God, they shouldn't. Dick keeps his eyes closed, shrugs. I mean, if they all just emulated Bruce all the time, the stick-up-your-ass remover would have himself a full-time job.
That's not a fucking phrase, Jason tells him, looking down at the top of his head with disgust. That's not a thing anyone alive has ever said.
Dick doesn't deign to respond. Instead, he takes advantage of Jason's despair to sling an arm over his shoulders. The angle really can't be comfortable. But then again, it's Dick.
You are a freak, Jason says,
but he lets his hand rest against the top of Dick's head. "I mean it, though," Dick continues. "I do my best with Damien, but kids really need to see people that look like them, you know? Need to be able to see they can grow up and have a future just the way they are." Jason hums in agreement. "Weird as shit, though, to be the one they imprinted on." Dick snorts. "Diversity win. Local crime lord is transgender." Jason huffs out a laugh. Dick presses his face into Jason's side to hide his cackle. "It's nice. The whole thing is just really nice. I know Tim's not really a kid anymore, but I appreciate what you're doing for him, too." Dick concludes. "All of us do." Jason frowns. "What?" Dick nods encouragingly. "B and Alfred and I can't. We can't always be there the way she needs. So it's just, we all appreciate it. The effort." Jason shakes his head. "Not that. What the hell have I allegedly done for the replacement?" It's Dick's turn to frown, looking up at him with a confused squint. "Huh? Kid hates me," Jason says. "Like, he literally cannot stand me." Dick matches his frown. "Tim called you last month, during that undercover mission, in girl mode, as he calls it," and Dick twists to face him fully. "It's not like that normally, little wing. It's..." Dick waves his hands in the air, frustrated as he tries to think of the proper words. "He doesn't... She won't debrief afterwards until she's got the makeup off. Insists on doing the mission herself with Steph, Khan, or alone. Never with us. Never with me." "Hmm," says Jason. "Fuck, he sounds like Bruce." "Yeah, hmm," Dick says. "Did you... You really never picked up on this? He's got, like, a lot of shit left over from his parents. He didn't even tell anyone when he started dating Khan. Just stopped bringing him over to the manor entirely. When before it'd been, like, weekly game night, movie night, Saturday sleepover, like clockwork. Alfred thought they got into a fight. And when B tried to ask about it, Tim freaked the fuck out." Jason stares very hard at the wall. Thinks about, "I've seen you with Roy and Corey. Oh, I can't fight because I'm a girl." About Tim, eyes glossy, scrubbing off his eyeliner in a series of practice motions. Tim thinks Jason's safe. He has no idea what to do with this knowledge. He just sits there and holds it, dripping through his fingers, sticky and uncomfortable and way too much. "I went over to Uncle Clark's for the weekend," Dick continues, "to help with some work stuff, and also to see Ma, because I would die for that woman. Anyway, I walked in on Tim and Khan kissing, and he..." Dick's face takes on that weird, pinched look he gets sometimes when Jason talks about his time with the League. "He told me he was sorry, said he'd never do it again, and to just not tell Bruce, and we..." A deep breath. "I had to sit with him for the rest of the night, just talk him down, make sure he knew that he wasn't in trouble. Not for that. Never for that." Dick takes a very long, very deep breath. "It still took him 3 months before he brought Khan to dinner again." "Huh," Jason says, looking at a piece of popcorn ceiling that is suddenly very, very interesting. "You've picked him up from school," Dick says, incredulous. 12 times this month. "I know that because Bruce was off world and I had to sign the paperwork to get you registered as one of his approved guardians." Jason's brow furrows. "They weren't. Those were kidnappings," he pleads. "They fucking what?" Jason wisely chooses not to pursue that avenue of discussion. Instead, he says, faintly, "I don't pick him up as me. I always go as Red Hood." "No shit," Dick says. "I put your name as Hood, Red. Your occupation as Fiend and your home address as Hell. I shot the math teacher, Jason insists weakly, because hey, his fucking street cred. Dick stares at him, agape. You really think that Gotham fucking Academy hasn't figured out by now that the mask that shows up every week to abscond with their student who has a net worth of $850 million isn't actually there to kill anyone? He purses his lips. Well, when you put it like that, it sounds sort of stupid, Jason says.
Does it now? Says Dick. If he had heat vision, Jason would be bottoms up.
I am ready to go, Damien says, their head barely clearing the back of the couch. Why do you look like you're going to divest Todd of all his bones?
Damien, Dick says, very, very slowly. Could you please tell me what Tim thinks of Jason?
Damien frowns. She respects him very highly. And they pause, flap their hands for a moment. I don't think I have the proper words. Last month, when Todd broke both his ankles, Drake refused to leave until the bones had been set.
Jason doesn't remember that. Or he does, but he was on a metric fuckton of morphine. And he, sure, Tim was there, but Jason had assumed, usually they all take shifts, and
Damien reaches out. Dick immediately slips his hand into theirs. He told me that he did not want Todd to wake up alone, especially if he was underground. Drake, they screw up their face. She and Gordon make sure Todd is always away from any collapsing buildings, any fires. She says you don't do well with debris. And Jason stares at them, feeling rather like he's being crushed under 1,000 tons of concrete right now.
We have to go, Dick says neutrally, getting to his feet and ruffling Jason's hair, one hand still intertwined with Damien's tiny fingers.
See you around, little wing.
I need to fucking go, Jason says, eyes fixed on the blank TV screen.
Oh, he fucked up. And he doesn't even know how. And Tim won't talk to him.
That's what I thought, Dick says, pleased. He reaches into his pocket and tosses Jason his keys. The ones with the Kuromi keychain and a fob from Roy that just says MILF.
Your bike's parked outside. Full tank of gas for your troubles.
Jason stands up resolutely, flicks Dick on the forehead with his considerable hand strength, tugs Damien briefly into his side with another murmured thank you for the cupcakes and a promise to come by the manor soon. Then he gets on his bike and floors it.
Hey, I don't know if I ever told you because I assumed everyone knew, but I'm transgender, Jason says, crashing through the window and into the living room of Tim's apartment.
Congrats, says a blonde kid about Tim's age, sprawled across the couch.
Bernard, Jason thinks.
You're not the DoorDash guy.
No, Jason confirms. For the first time since leaving Dick's safe house, he starts to feel like maybe he should have had a better plan. Or like,
any plan at all, actually.
Bernard squints up at him, color flashing over his face in the dark room from the TV.
Oh, hey, Jason.
That throws him for a loop, because he definitely has never met this kid before. Or, yeah, no, they've been at Wayne-sponsored galas, but never at the same time. And Jason only recognizes him because of the occasional family group chat selfie, along with the fact that he's sprawled across Tim's couch like he's grown roots there. And Jason's still wearing the helmet. Instead of forming words to ask this question in a normal way, Jason lets out a noise he can only reasonably transcribe as "Hung."
It's been a long night. Fucking sue him.
The kid snorts.
Yeah, yeah, I recognize my own future brother-in-law, dipshit. Tim talks about his photos of you the most. He had to get some sort of fancy-ass filter to counteract your tapetum lucidum,
Because you're a freak of nature. Do you happen to have money to pay the DoorDash guy? Jason squints at him, unmoving from his position leaned against the window. You're dating fucking Timothy Drake Wayne. He's got, like, trust funds worth more than my house. It's my night to pay, Bernard tells him placidly. Can't a guy want to spoil his girlfriend? Jason snorts, but he untenses and goes to dump his jacket and guns in an unoccupied corner. Not when his girlfriend has the GDP of a small island nation. That gets Bernard to laugh proper, head tilted back, and Jason allows himself a small grin. Hey, Hood, Con says, rapping the doorframe twice as he walks into the living room, hair wet from the shower. He stares at Jason curiously. Here for date night? Con, Bernard says. He's sunk so far into the couch that Jason thinks they may never be able to retrieve him. Can you Venmo me $5? Jesus, Con says, rolling his eyes with great affection. I told you just to let Tim pay. Bernard crosses his arms. It's my night to pay. Con rolls his eyes again, and then he lightly slaps at Bernard's legs until Bernard moves them and lets him immediately occupy the vacated space. If you don't have the money, Bernard says to Jason, can you maybe, like, go scare off the DoorDash guy? Or, I have $5, Jason volunteers from the space next to the couch where he sat, cross-legged. What's your, username? Batman Sucks, that's S-U-X. Superman Sucks, again with an X, 311, Bernard recites dutifully. Con laughs and presses a kiss against his hairline. Hell yeah, Jason says with a laugh. He taps his phone for a minute, and then Bernard cackles, bright and pleased. Thanks for the five, Wonder Woman Lover 3000. Of course, Jason tells him. What are we having? Sweet, steamy, gay sex, Tim says tiredly, presumably manifesting out of thin air. If Jason were a lesser man, he would have jumped 7 feet in the air. Which you are not invited to have. Why are you in my fucking house? Right. Right. He's here on a mission. Fuck. Plan? Jason's transgender, Bernard supplies at the terror in his eyes. Was real adamant about it, too, when they came through the window. I was like, wow, okay, I don't normally get that intimate with the DoorDash guy. Don't let Stephanie hear you saying that shit, babe, Con says to Jason with a huff of laughter. Jason frowns at him. Steph ran the pride float with Dick last year? Con fakes a shudder. The first time I wore a skirt, she hunted me down in the middle of deep cover in Marrakesh and asked me if I wanted to learn the T-girl handshake that her and Dreamer have. And then she made me sit through her list of alternatives to Supergirl since that was already taken. I really liked Super Bitch, Bernard says into a pillow. Like, I know you aren't a girl all the time, but I really liked it. Other way, Jason says. I'm a guy. Con and Bernard both make little, oh, noises. Tim just stares at Jason with something undefinable in his eyes. They're a little too glossy, his lips a little too thin, and Jason doesn't know what he did, now or a few weeks ago, and he thought maybe... So I'm... Jason continues. If I thought you knew, so I didn't... If you freaked out in the car because you were wearing makeup around me, it doesn't bother me. Like, I get it. That didn't even cross my mind. He swallows hard. I didn't mean to freak you out. Jason breathes in. Out. They said they were out to you first. I had dinner with the demon, and we talked about gender, which... Okay, wild chat for a 12-year-old. And then they also had so many swords. Another deep breath. Focus. But yes, I talked to Damien. It was nice. And then I talked to Dick. Tim's hand shakes, just the tiniest, smallest amount, his phone rattling in his grip. but they're all well-trained enough to see it. Khan's by his side in an instant, one arm braced around his shoulders, whispering comfortingly in his ear, face pinched with concern. Tim drops to his knees, and Khan and Bernard both follow him down. Jason stays where he is, even though his hands twitch to reach out, to help. He sits there, a good 5 feet away, and resists the urge. Jason swallows. His throat feels very dry. I can just leave. I just... Tim shakes his head minutely, the barest hint of a back and forth. It's just not fair, he whispers, voice wet. What isn't? Bernard prompts, face pressed against Tim's collarbone. His and Khan's touches have all the marks of a well-practiced dance. It makes Khan's chest ache. Fuck, but he does miss Roy and Corey. You're being mean, Jason, Tim says. His voice is very, very small. Because, he breathes through the slight hiccup, tries again. I'm trying to respect your wishes. Really, I really, really am. Jason frowns. Khan's face mirrors it. What? Jason says. He doesn't get it. When did he ever make Tim think? Tim's face is pinched, tight in a way Jason never wants to see it again. Never wants to be the reason for again. Everyone wants us to get along, he whispers. And that's fine. When we get along, it makes Dick happy. Bruce. But you don't have to do that, Jason. He makes a soft, wounded noise. I know you don't like me. We both know that. There's no reason to pretend. What? Jason says again. Tim thinks. Wait, so I'm, what, only here because of Dick? For, not for you, for Tim, but for our fucking night job? And I'm taunting you with the fact that I'm having trans bonding hour with our youngest sibling just because I fucking hate you? Tim makes a caught-out face, like that is, in fact, exactly what he thinks. What? Jason sputters. Why the fuck would I ever... When have I ever tried to hurt you on purpose? Slit his throat, Bernard and Khan say in unison. So maybe not everyone is as over the Titan's Tower thing as Tim seems to be. He earned that one. Okay, yeah, Jason says. Fair. Because, okay, yeah, fair. You don't hate me, Tim says into Bernard's shoulder. You just don't like me. It would be easier if you hated me. It would hurt less. Khan makes a wounded noise and hugs Tim closer to his chest. Jason makes a frustrated noise deep in his throat. He's a fixer. He fixes things. He sees things that are wrong and tries to make them better until his fingers are bloody. Granted, usually not. Usually fixing his family tends not to go well, but you're the one that doesn't like me, you little shit. Tim curls in on himself. Bernard leans over and smacks Jason on the arm. Damn, they've taught him how to whoop ass. His arm actually stings. Bernard and Khan are right, kid, Jason says, making effort to gentle his tone. I came to town and fucked things up for you for, like, a while. He waves his hand in the air. And you never tried to hang out outside of work, so I was trying to give you space. Idiot, Tim says wetly. You're such an idiot. And then he's gone and wrapped his arms around Jason like an octopus. Jason sits there, stock still and stiff, and does not move a muscle. You're supposed to wrap your arms around him too, Bernard stage whispers. It's called a hug. Tim laugh cries into Jason's shoulder. Jason flips Bernard off, but he wraps his arms around Tim in response. I did talk to Dick tonight, Jason says, quiet. And he thanked me for being a good role model for you. And I told him you hated my fucking guts. And he looked at me like all my skin melted off. Idiot, Tim says again. It's dire straits when your middleman for relationships is Dick Grayson. I know, Jason scoffs. I know. He took, Tim says, laughing softly. He took all the emotional intelligence from Bruce before we could get there. Jason nods solemnly. That's why B's like that now. Dick left him as a desiccated corpse. Tim sniffs, rubs at her eyes. Why was Dick there? I thought it was his weekend with Damien. Damien kidnapped me, Jason says flatly, because, and I quote, that's what Drake does. Tim snorts, then takes a few deep breaths, along with the rise and fall of Jason's chest. A few feet away, Bernard puts his head in Con's lap and watches. Con intently, Bernard in a casual way that almost scares Jason more. I didn't know you were trans, though, Tim says after a moment. School, me too. Jason laughs. Oh, really? Tim nods against his shoulder. Sort of worried I was, that I'd ruin Robin. And Jason has a lot of choice words to say about that. How Robin was ruined from the start. How Jason himself ripped it to shreds with his bare hands in ways Tim could never. Some jokes about Dick desecrating the position with his choice in costume. But instead, for right now, he just tugs Tim a little tighter and says, course not. Of course not. The moment is silent and soft and sweet. It is immediately broken by the doorbell ringing 7 consecutive times. Con winces, Bernard flinching in his lap. Sorry, DoorDash guy. He pulls Bernard up onto the couch with one arm, following suit with Tim when she detaches from Jason and makes grabby hands at him from the floor. I'll get it. Well, Jason says, embarrassed. Oh, Jesus Christ, he's had an emotional moment at his little brother's fucking date night. I guess I should, leave you guys to it. Sorry for crashing. Bernard sighs, rolls his eyes. Come on, man, you can stay for dinner. We're all too tired for sweet, steamy gay love anyway. Please, Jason says, making exaggerated gagging noises into his hand. Please don't ever say that to me again. I meant what I said about Roy and Corey, Tim mumbles. Pot, kettle. Bernard cackles. You want to stay? Con asks, walking back in with the food balanced against his hip. The look he fixes on Jason makes it clear that it is not a question. Yes, Jason says, sliding onto the end of the couch. What are we having? We are having Gianelli's, Bernard says. You can have 2 halves of a mozzarella stick if you behave. Jason makes an offended noise. I gave you $5 fucking dollars. Bernard, Tim says, still soft, still too quiet. I told you I could pay. Shh. Bernard presses a finger to his lips. He's not behaving. I'm demoting him to 1/2 of a mozz stick. Jason slowly, slowly leans until Tim's head is against his shoulder. It's so awful, actually. Every part of him is so sweaty, and he is going to die a second time. So, Tim says, voice a little too casual. Does this mean I can stop asking you to kidnap me when I want to hang out? Jason puts his head in his hands.